I'll say, praise the Lord, you new correspondent, now and forever. Praise the Lord. I have to admit to you, I'm a bit frazzled right now. One foot in the door here and another foot in the door at St. Agnes Parish in the midst of moving all the essential things, primarily my water ski and my lift foil, which are very essential. But another essential thing for me this week was finding my chalice box. So back in my ordination in 2006, received a chalice from the Knights of Columbus. So a couple days ago, I was frantically looking for my chalice box, and I overturned everything in both sacristies. Father Tom was in the back of the church praying. I didn't want to bother him. But then I'm like, bother him, that's your job. So I said, I can't find it. And he said, did you look under the vestments in the closet? I said, yeah, I looked there. So he's like, graciously, he came back, and we're looking through that sacristy. And apparently, I didn't look underneath the vestments. There's the box. So graciously, again, Father Tom, in a silent, just present way, smiled. You know that smile. And there I had it, so a bit frazzled. But that's okay. And very grateful for the opportunity to be here this past year. And seeing that I am a little discombobulated today, I figured I'd write some ideas down for my homily. And since this is my last one, why not? Just kidding. It's the radio mass, so you're lucky you're not the 10 o'clock. You're going to get that one. Yeah, this is a really powerful reading. There are so many things that you could really dive into with this particular reading. Last reading was very short and succinct, but this particular reading, there's just so many different things that are happening and going on. And Jesus is doing multiple healings. But the one healing I want to sort of focus on and sort of look into is the healing of the woman with hemorrhages, who's bleeding. And there's just this little moment during the course of the gospel reading that's essential for us to understand. And it's the time between when she's healed and the time in which she approaches Jesus. And that's a very significant and important time for each and every one of us in our lives. Because there can be a partial healing in our life, but then there's a total healing. And it's the healing of which Jesus says to her, your faith has saved you. And there's a time in our life, too, where there's fear and trepidation, and we don't want to approach Jesus, even after we've received a partial healing. But that one moment in which she realizes that she's healed, Jesus, in the powerful moment there, doesn't ask the question, what have you done? But maybe she's asking that question, what have I done? Now, if you're like me, I've asked that question multiple times in my life. Like, for instance, if you send out a text to someone that the text wasn't intended to, but you were talking about the other person in that text, to that person, and you send it, and you're like, nothing malicious or anything like that, but you're like, what have I done? And it's just that sinking feeling in your heart, right? Or this week, I was doing wash, so Father had asked if, you know, I said, I'll wash all the towels to get it all ready for Father Ben. So I loaded up the washing machine with a ton of towels, and then those extra absorbent, bathroom mats, and the washing machine started making funny noises. So I came over here. I'm like, oh my gosh, I broke the washing machine. You gotta understand, I already broke the drying machine. So on my last week, if I break the washing machine, but again, that sinking feeling, what have I done? So long story short, it wasn't broken. It was just unbalanced. And I got a catechesis from the staff on what that means. Maintenance man came over. Anyway, everything's fine. But the question, what have I done? The question, what have I done, supersedes the more important reality of what he has done. And this is the powerful dichotomy between grace and nature, or between grace and sin. We emphasize that sinking feeling within us, that darkness of what have I done? And we use that in sort of a subconscious way not to go full out for the total healing. If that makes sense. We allow that fear and that trepidation to hold us back. And rather than going to Jesus, maybe we just sort of slink back into the crowd. She had that option. And Jesus at that time didn't, you know, say, what have you done? Jesus says, who did that? And that's really important because Jesus knows who she is already. He's the second person of the Holy Trinity. He knows who she is. But he asks the question, who did that? And that's the question that Jesus has for you and I. He's like, who are you? You're my beloved. You're the one I love. You're the one that I've healed. You're the one that I want to come to me so that I can give you that total healing that you desire within your own heart. And so she approaches him, and Jesus, sure enough, gives her that total healing. And at that moment, she knows beyond a doubt that she's healed in her totality. So we don't want to stop at the question, what have I done? When we do that, it's sort of like us hemorrhaging spiritual capital, so to say. There's a potential in us that is much greater than what it is that we deem that God can fulfill within us. So what is the primary way in which we receive the full healing of Jesus? It's by repenting. It's asking him for forgiveness. It's going to the sacrament of confession, hook, line, and sinker, the whole ball of wax, and coming to him and giving to him the totality of our heart. So the question of what have I done doesn't supersede what he has done for me. And to live in that confidence. Think for a moment what it must have been like for her after that encounter with Jesus. Her whole life had changed. Everything at that point was new for her, a new creation. Her death, impending death, had died away, and now she was alive in the person of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. So I was really lying about that homily part. This is an analysis that I did on St. Raphael's Parish. I was sent here by the bishop to give him a report on the parish. Now you're asking, what have I done? But seriously, two things stand out for me in my time here this year, and I'm grateful for. One is peaceful, and the other is prayerful. I think these are two particular characteristics of your parish community that are very special and very pure. It's very prayerful, and it's very peaceful. So I want to extend my gratitude and thanksgiving to you for inviting me into that during the course of these days. And it's been a tremendous blessing for me. Be assured of my prayers for you on my new assignment at St. Agnes. And if you're ever in the neighborhood, feel free to stop by. And it'd be great to pray with you once again. Praise the Lord, now and forever.